Title: Dark Side Jungle Impact. Flip and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a Dark Side Jungle section that actually hits. Not just a cool two-bar loop you vibe to for 10 minutes, but a proper, high-impact section with tension, a drop that lands, and movement every few bars. We're in Ableton Live 12, Intermediate level, and the focus is breakbeats, slicing, flipping, layering, resampling, and arranging like a drum and bass producer. Before we touch anything creative, set yourself up for speed. Set your tempo to the classic range, 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 as a sweet spot because it feels fast but still heavy. Now make some groups so your session stays readable when it gets messy. Create groups for drums break, drums one shots, bass, and FX or Atmos. Color coding helps a lot here. Break slices one color, one shots another, resamples a third. Dark side sessions get big quickly, and organization is part of the sound because it keeps you moving. And give yourself headroom early. Put a utility on the master and pull it down about 6 dB for now. This is temporary. It's just to stop you from building everything into the red, and then wondering why it feels crunchy in a bad way. Now, pick a break. Something amen-ish is perfect. Anything with that classic jungle DNA, snare personality, ghost notes, a little swing built in. Drag it onto an audio track. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, preserve to transients, and make sure transient loop mode is off. If live guesses the tempo wrong, fix the segmented BPM so it's not fighting you. Then find the first clean downbeat, right click, and warp from here, straight. Here's a coach note that will save you time. Get grid tight before you get feel tight. Meaning, lock the big snare transients to the grid first. Don't start adding swing and groove while the break is still drifting, because later, when you add one shots and bass, you'll be chasing timing problems forever. Once it's in time, zoom in on the start. Set the start marker exactly at the first transient, and add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, just to kill clicks. Now the fun part, slicing. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient, and use the built-in slicing preset called Sliced Beat. Ableton builds you a drum rack full of simpler instances, one per hit. This is the moment where jungle becomes Lego. You're not locked into the original break anymore. You can rewrite it. Create a new MIDI clip on that sliced drum rack. Make it 2 bars long. 2 bars is the classic jungle playground, enough room for personality, short enough to loop and evolve. Now, go hunting inside the rack. You want to identify 3 categories of slices. First, the main snare slice. It's usually obvious, the loudest, most characteristic crack. Second, a kick slice with a decent transient. Third, little ghost bits, hats, shuffles, quiet percussion. Program a backbone first. Put the main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your DNB spine. Then place kicks. Start with a kick on beat 1. After that, add syncopated hits by ear. A good starting zone is around the end of 1 and the end of 3, or slightly before the snare to push into it. Don't overthink the numbers. Listen for forward motion. Then sprinkle ghost notes, especially leading into the snares. That's where jungle urgency lives, tiny moments of running into the backbeat. And here's a big workflow tip. Don't live in velocity lanes forever. Use slice gain inside the drum rack. Open the chain list, click into the simpler for your key slices, and turn the slice gain up a little on the main snare and main kick. Tuck ghosts lower. That way your MIDI velocities can stay expressive, but your core hits remain consistent. This is huge for dark side, because you want chaos around a solid backbone, not chaos everywhere. Now add groove. Open the groove pool, grab something like MPC 16 swing, around 57 to 62. Apply it gently, like 30 to 60%, and listen. The key is, it should feel like it's leaning, not stumbling. If it's right, commit it. If not, back off. Next, modern weight. Classic breaks are amazing, but they often don't translate in the low end the way modern drum and bass does. So we layer one shots. Create a new MIDI track for drums one shots, load a drum rack and choose a clean, short kick that's subcompatible, and a snare that has body and crack. Optional hat or ride layer if you want, but be careful. Dark side is about threat and space, not constant sparkle. Layer strategy. Follow the main kick placements, but don't copy every tiny kickish break transient. You're reinforcing, not replacing. And for the snare, match the break snare on 2 and 4. Now process the one shots lightly but intentionally. For the kick chain, EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to cut useless rumble. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 200 to 300 Hz. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15, and boom can be subtle, or even off if you already have a sub doing the job. If you do use boom, tune it to the track key. Add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. For the snare chain, EQ8, either add a bit around 180 to 220 Hz for body or 2 to 5 kHz for crack, depending on what's missing. Then glue compressor, 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 ms, release auto, just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Optional redux for grit. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5, dry slash wet maybe 5 to 15%. Subtle, you want dirty edges, not broken speaker. Now, phase and timing. This is where people lose punch without realizing it. If your layered kick sounds papery or weirdly small, don't immediately add more saturation. Try micro-nudging. Nudge the one shot earlier by 2 to 8 milliseconds using track delay or clip start offset. You're aligning transient intent. Also, if it feels hollow, flip polarity using utility phase invert and compare. Sometimes one button turns. Why is this weak? Into O, there it is. Now we go dark side. Resample and rec but controlled. Make a new audio track called Break Resample. Set its input to your break track post FX, or just set the track input to resampling if that's your workflow. On the break track, build a distortion and control chain. Start with EQ8. Cut sub below around 40 to 60 Hz. This is important. Breaks often have low thump that fights your sub and kick. Let your sub own the 30 to 80-ish zone. Then saturator. Analog clip is great here. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Then roar, since we're in live 12. Try tape or distort mode. Drive around 10 to 30% as a starting point. If it gets fizzy, low pass somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz, and use the mix control, 30 to 70% depending on how aggressive you want it. Then compression to keep it in check. Attack around 3 to 10 ms, release 50 to 120 ms, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Listen, if your transients disappear, your attack is too fast or you're hitting it too hard. Now record 4 to 8 bars of your break into audio. And here's a pro workflow move. Commit two versions. Print a clean version with minimal drive, and a ruined version with heavier roar and saturation. You'll use those as arrangement tools. Alternating clean and ruined every 4 to 8 bars is instant movement without rewriting the whole groove. Once you've got audio, re-edit it like a producer, not like a loop collector. Chop out a 1-bar money loop. Add stutters, like 1/16 or 1/32, right before a snare. Reverse a tiny percussion tail into the snare to create suction. Pitch a slice down 2 to 5 semitones for weight. If you want clean pitch, turn warp off for that piece. If you want character, use complex or complex pro and lean into the smear a bit. If after distortion your break lost snap, try a transient rescue. Put drum bus after saturation and gently bring back the front edge. The goal is presence, not more low end. Okay, bass foundation. Even though this is break focused, impact is drums plus bass together. A dark side groove with no bass handshake feels unfinished. Make a bass MIDI track. Load wavy double. Put saw on OSC 1, saw on OSC 2. Detune slightly, unison 2 to 4 voices, moderate amount. Then EQ if needed, maybe notch 250 to 400 if it gets muddy. Add saturator, soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB. Add auto filter low pass around 80 to 200 Hz and automate it slowly for motion. Then make a separate sub track, operator with a sine wave. Keep it clean, put utility on it and set width to 0%. Sub is mono, always. Now sidechain your bass from the kick layer, or a dedicated ghost kick if you want consistent pumping. Compressor on the bass. Sidechain input from kick. Ratio 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This is how you make the kick feel louder without turning it up. Now arrangement. This is where impact becomes real. We'll sketch a 64-bar section. Think in 8-bar blocks. That's how most EDM beat arrangement breathes. Bars 1 to 16. Intro tension. DJ friendly. Use a filtered break, high passed, and Atmos. Bring in tiny break fragments quietly. Add a warning element, a distant horn stab, a noise swell, something that feels like a signal in the fog. Use auto filter for high pass sweeps, reverb on ascend for space, and echo with dotted eighths or quarters for that haunted trail. Bars 17 to 32, pre-drop lift. Bring the snare on 2 and 4 more clearly. Start letting the listener understand the backbone. Add a riser. Noise plus pitch automation, simple is fine. And then give yourself a 1-bar gap at bar 32. This is classic impact math. Mute the kick on the last beat, or even the last half beat. Add a tape stop feel by automating pitch down or filtering down quickly. Then hit an impact, crash, sub drop, whatever fits. Quick note on sub drops. Sidechain the sub drop from the kick so it doesn't blur the first kick of the drop. That first kick is sacred. Bars 33 to 48. The drop. Full break. One shot layers. Bass. But don't make bar 33 your most complicated bar. Make it simpler. That's an arrangement upgrade that changes everything. The first bar of the drop should be the most readable version. Loudest snare. Fewer ghosts. Cleaner tops. Then from bar 34 onward, you start adding the spice. Every 4 or 8 bars, make one change. Swap a ghost note. Add a quick 1/16 sutter. Reverse a cymbal into a snare. Alternate between your clean print and your ruin print. Here's the practical method. Duplicate an 8-bar drop loop 2 to 4 times, then edit only 2 or 3 moments per block. Minimal work, maximum movement. Bars 49 to 64. Second phrase, darker twist. Maybe modulate the reese a bit more, or do an octave jump. Add a ride pattern, or do the hat economy trick. Instead of adding hats, remove them for one bar every 8 bars, then bring them back with a short room reverb burst. Less top can feel darker and heavier. Consider a half bar breakdown at bar 56. Kill the bass for 2 beats, then slam it back. Also, once per 8 bars, create a handshake moment where 3 things align: a bass note change, a snare fill, and a crash or impact. Those synchronized events are what make a loop feel like a section.